Wax Wednesdays. Explorando el mundo de los vinilos. Universos musicales nuevos y distintos. Wax Wednesdays. Amplificamos un sonido único y diferente. Amplificamos la cultura del vinilo. Wax Wednesdays. Ahora en Amplify Radio 95.5. Una producción del sótano. Wax Wednesdays.
Buenas noches y bienvenidos a Wax Wednesdays. Hoy, como todos los miércoles, nos reunimos por la frecuencia 95.5 de Amplify Radio para escuchar buena música, conversar sobre nuestra pasión, que son los discos de vinilo. Hoy tenemos un programa muy especial porque tenemos un invitado desde Canadá. Nos visita John Davis, que es el bajista y miembro fundador de una de las bandas de culto, digamos, que siguen tocando en la escena mundial del garage rock. Esta banda se llama The Gruesomes y John tiene un gusto súper variado, y entonces tiene discos muy, muy diversos e interesantes en su colección, y vamos a estar escuchando un poco historias y anécdotas y escuchando música. Los dejamos con el tema Cry in the Night del álbum debut de los Gruesomes, Tyrants of Teen Trash. Esperamos lo disfruten. Entonces apaguen el teléfono y suban el volumen. Esto es Wax Wednesdays en Amplify Radio 95.5. Escuchábamos el tema Cry in the Night del álbum debut de los Gruesomes, Tyrants of Teen Trash, que fue lanzado en 1986. Vamos a cambiar de cassette y pasarnos al inglés para conversar un poco con John. So John, tell us a little bit about the Gruesomes and how you guys ended up recording your first album.
Yeah, the Gruesomes was the first band I ever played in, where when we started, none of us really knew how to play our instruments. So we recorded our first album in 1986 called Tyrants of Teen Trash, which sold over 10,000 copies, and it's like one of the most famous garage albums of all time, of the garage revival of the 80s. And we were just kids. I think my brother was 16 when we made the record.
And this was pressed on vinyl.
Oh yeah, all our records were pressed on vinyl. CDs didn't exist. CDs were just coming in when we were putting out records. Like, they just started, but it was something like, you know, Pink Floyd fans would buy the CD version of Dark Side of the Moon to hear stuff that you could never hear before. It was this amazing technological invention that was blowing everybody's mind, and now it's just gone down the toilet.
Yeah, we hardly ever listen to our CDs anymore.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of Rolling Stones remastered albums, like some London Records reissued all the Rolling Stones albums, remastered on CD and vinyl, and they sound like crap. Not that Rolling Stones albums from the 60s ever sounded good, they all sound bad, but they sounded particularly bad. So I wasn't sold on CDs. They didn't impress me. No one I knew had CDs or a CD player. It was a weird thing, you know, it was all vinyl all the time.
And you, do you remember where you were when you first got... You guys first got like the album pressed on vinyl, and where you heard it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, we'd recorded it, and when they finally came back, we sat down and listened to it. I mean, back in the 80s, you didn't make records. People didn't, like, it cost us, we had to borrow $5,000 from the record company to record it. We recorded it on 8-track, and we were terrible musicians. Like, I couldn't even play the bass lines on most songs. I had to double track it to get all the notes. I mean, the album cover is famous now. It was taken a picture of us in front of a house in Westmount in Montreal that's still there.
And what styles of music do you collect? Do you have in your collection?
I have a pretty wide variety of styles. I like, I especially like Latin Boogaloo. I like soul music the most, but I like jazz. I probably listen to jazz more than anything. I like R&B from the 50s. I like funk from the 70s. I like doo-wop music. I like reggae, rocksteady, ska, all Jamaican kind of music, even some dancehall I like a lot.
Okay, so then let's listen to some music. What do you want to play for us?
I know. Fresh by Sly and the Family Stone. Possibly my favorite album of all time.
Okay. Why would you say this is so important for you, this album?
Every song on it is incredible. The musicianship is amazing. The songwriting is amazing. It's sort of... came out of Sly Stone's one of his worst periods of drug addiction. It's like how I call it heroin funk, because it's pretty messed up, but it is truly the work of a real genius who went insane, and you know, his life, he had mental problems in his life.
Entonces lo dejamos con Sly and the Family Stone de su álbum Fresh, la canción If You Want Me to Stay. Esperamos la disfruten.
Shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person wish I could get the message over to you now.
Bueno, escuchábamos al genio de Sly Stone de su álbum Fresh, la canción If You Want Me to Stay. Durante el corte, John nos comentaba sobre dos álbumes que ha estado escuchando muchísimo recientemente. Digamos, uno siempre tiene discos a los que tiene temporadas que escucha mucho y están presentes en su tornamesa, y nos contaba sobre Sugar de Stanley Turrentine y Sneaking Sally Through the Alley de Robert Palmer.
Definitely. Those were my two pandemic records. Sugar by Stanley Turrentine. It's like one of my favorite jazz records. It's only got 3 songs on it, and they're all incredible. He's probably one of my favorite saxophone players. And I've listened to that Sugar 10,000 times in my life, and I still like it every... You know, and one of the great things about having a vinyl collection is I always leave the price tags on, and I see I paid like $2 for it or $3 for stuff like that. And Sneaking Sally Through the Alley by Robert Palmer is a record that I probably bought 10 years ago, and I never really listened to. I might have put it on once and put it away, and I had stopped listening to vinyl for a while because I just didn't have it connected up in my stereo. And during the pandemic, it was a blast for me because I started going through all my old collection, and I wasn't buying new records, but I had so many I had bought years ago and not listened to, and that was one of them where I put it on. I said, this is amazing. And I remember why I bought it, because I'm a huge fan of the Meters, and especially the bass player George Porter Jr. And so I started buying all the records that the Meters did studio session work on. So like Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, the Lady Marmalade by LaBelle, they're on that. There's a guy from Canada called King Biscuit Boy, a harmonica player from I think it's like 74, where all the songs are the Meters playing on them. And the Robert Palmer one is particularly good. My favorite song on it, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley, is great, but my favorite song on it is a song called Hey Julia.
Okay, entonces vamos a escuchar Hey Julia de Robert Palmer y el disco Sneaking Sally Through the Alley en Amplify Radio 95.5. Esto es Wax Wednesdays.
So peculiar, I know I'd never fool you in a million years. A horn section you resemble, and your figure makes me tremble, and I sure would like to handle what's between your ears. You're a temptation to a man, I could not resist you, and I won't if I can. You're so unexpected, and whatever you injected made me feel how I felt when I sang. Hey, hey, Julia, you're acting so peculiar. I know I'd never fool you in a million years. You're a strain on my eyes, and you're full of surprises. Love materializes soon as you come near. There's a sensation you create, rubs me out my sleep, but I've forgotten the date. My head started spinning soon as you started singing. Turn fact into rumor soon as you come near. A horn section you resemble, and your figure makes me tremble, and I sure would like to handle what's between your ears. You're a temptation to a man, I could not resist you, and I won't if I can. You're so unexpected, I'm whatever you injected. Made me feel how I felt when I sang.
viajar en el tiempo con la música es posible en Lit by Lit. Soy Litus y te espero todos los jueves a las 7 de la noche por Amplify 95.5.
Amplificándote. Amplify Radio 95.5. La voz de una generación.
En Amplify Radio, la cultura del vinilo.
Wax Wednesdays.
Buenas noches, esto es Wax Wednesdays por Amplify Radio 95.5. Hoy estamos conversando con John Davis, bajista y miembro fundador de la banda de garage canadiense The Gruesomes. So, John, thanks for being here.
What would you say were bands that you guys were listening to when you got the idea of starting a band? You know, what are the bands that all of you were listening to together that you said, like, oh, let's start playing and this is the sound we're looking for?
We were all fans of punk music. But strangely enough, we didn't really want to play like Buzzcocks and Undertones and Stiff Little Fingers. Like, that's what we were mostly listening to. And then we started to realize that there was older music that was punk from the 60s, which was like garage punk. And there was all these compilation albums coming out called, there was a famous album called Nuggets put out by Lenny Kaye in the 70s. Which took all the one-hit wonder records from the 60s and compiled it together. And you have songs like Liar Liar by the Castaways, You're Gonna Miss Me by the 13th Floor Elevators, just like incredible music, which has stood the test of time in that it's, you know, it's still fresh and sounds great today. So we started getting more into these like obscure one-hit wonder bands, and we started trying to track down stuff, and then we realized that there was modern bands who were playing that kind of music from New York City. Bands like the Fuzz Tones and the Chesterfield Kings and the Vipers and the Out of Place. And we listened to them, and we thought, boy, some of these songs are so easy to play. Even we could do it. And you know, so we started finding it. But the I think Bobby's mother had a friend, Peter, who was a huge record collector, and he said to Bobby, oh, you would probably like this, and gave him the Nuggets album. And we listened to it, and it was mind-blowing. I mean, it's a huge, influential record. That record that came out, I'm not sure when, but in the 70s, mid-70s, basically let people know about this garage punk, which a lot of that stuff would have been lost forever. And so it started a whole movement, which is still going today. Nuggets is amazing. If you don't have Nuggets, if you can find a copy of Nuggets on vinyl, amazing. They've since put out box sets on CD, which are great. But the original two-volume set of Nuggets is just an amazing record to have.
Entonces vamos a escuchar You're Gonna Miss Me de The 13th Floor Elevators, un tema que sonábamos muchísimo en el sótano. Esperamos lo disfruten, así que apaguen el teléfono y suban el volumen. Esto es Wax Wednesdays en Amplify Radio 95.5.
Come on.
bueno, escuchábamos la psicodelia de The 13th Floor Elevators. Antes de hacer esta entrevista le habíamos solicitado a John que por favor hiciera una lista con algunos de los álbumes que aprecia o que se le venían de primero a la mente para hablar sobre ellos en el programa. Así que John, please tell us a little bit about this album you mentioned, Pure Mania by The Vibrators.
Oh, what a great record. Another regret in my life when I was a kid is that the Vibrators in the 80s, early 80s, came to Montreal and I was underage, and there was a punk bar called Cargo in Montreal, and it was a scary place for me as a kid. People had piercings and leather and tattoos, and it was really, really scary, and I was like almost too scared to go in there. And I think the Vibrators played there for like $3 or something. Pure Mania is a record I used to own years ago, and I lost it, and I looked for like a year, and I finally found a copy at the same time I bought you a copy of the Robert Palmer album. It is such a strong record. It's a great punk power pop record. My favorite song on it, there's a bunch. The Gruesomes used to cover You Broke My Heart on it. This Baby Baby was a hit single in the UK. But the best song on it is called Whips and Furs, which is like an incredible song. If you're going to play a song off the Vibrators, that's the one to play, Whips and Furs. It's so good.
Conversando un poco con John Davis. John, tell us a little bit about this album you mentioned, Dedicated to You by the Five Royales.
So, the Five Royales are my favorite band of all time.
That's a lot to say.
Dedicated to You is an album that came out in 57, and the guitar playing on it, well, let me back it up. The Five Royales were a gospel band. They were called the Royal Sons, and then they became the Royals, and then they became the Five Royales afterwards. And they never had hits because they were too old for doo-wop, which was more of a teenage kind of music. So they weren't like heartthrobs. Girls didn't like them. They were always maybe 10 years older than the people making that kind of music. But the guitar player in the Five Royales, which is rare for a vocal band to have a guitar player. I mean, the Mills Brothers had a guitar player, but it was just to play rhythm. But the Five Royales had a lead guitar player. So you have beautiful vocal music with an incredible songwriter, Loman Pauling, who also played lead guitar. And he was a huge influence on Steve Cropper, Eric Clapton, Freddie King. Like, he is a very influential guitar player. And the guitar sound that they had on these records coming out in like 55, 56, 57 is over the top.
Entonces vamos a escuchar Think del álbum Dedicated to You de The Five Royals en Amplify Radio 95.5. Esto es Wax Wednesdays.
La voz de una generación.
Los miércoles a las 7 de la noche escuchad Dance to This Radio. Un viaje de 2 horas por el diverso mundo de la música, la cultura latina y el resto del mundo. Escucharemos las últimas noticias y eventos de música, haciendo énfasis en los nuevos descubrimientos y divirtiéndonos en el camino. Soy Paula Acuña y estaré aquí todos los miércoles a las 7 de la noche por Amplify Radio 95.5.
Amplificando cultura. Amplify Radio 95.5. La voz de una generación.
En Amplify Radio, la cultura del vinilo.
Wax Wednesdays.
Buenas noches, estamos de regreso en Wax Wednesdays por la frecuencia 95.5 de Amplify Radio. Recuerden que pueden escribirnos al 87-955-955 con cualquier duda o sugerencia. La noche de hoy estamos conversando con John Davis, bajista y miembro fundador de la banda de garage canadiense The Gruesomes. Ambos, John y yo, somos fans de George Porter Jr., el bajista de una banda de funk de Nueva Orleans que se llama The Meters. Entonces, so John, tell us a little bit about the album Rejuvenation by The Meters that we were talking about before.
Oh, it's so good. The worst album cover of all time. It is such an ugly record. Shows a woman sitting on a couch and it's just full of like ugly colors and it's just the worst album cover. If I was young and I saw it, I never in a million years would have bought it. But I had a girlfriend who worked at a record store, and so she knew I liked The Meters, and so whenever if somebody would sell one second hand, she would put it aside for me. And I'd been looking for that one for a really long time, and I was very happy to get it. And that's just a great, great album. It's the funkiest thing ever. The best song is Just Kiss My Baby.
Escuchamos Just Kiss My Baby de The Funky Meters de New Orleans. John,
now that you said about, like, you remember this being the worst cover of all time that you remember, is there any album that jumps to mind that you picked up not knowing what it was, but that the record sleeve, the artwork jumped up at you, or that you remember a record that you really enjoy looking at the art?
I can't think of any. I mean,
okay, maybe if it comes to me,
I'll let you know. I mean, that I can think of some opposites. I can think of records that had the worst album covers ever, and the record is great. I bought Songs for Midnight Lovers by Derek Harriott and the Crystalites, which is an incredibly great reggae album. It's like sort of lovers rock, like that 70s love songs, reggae rock songs. And the album cover is like this disgusting photograph of like a Miami Beach hotels at night or something. It's just awful. It's just a horrible album cover. But the record is so good.
Okay, entonces vamos a escuchar del álbum Songs for Midnight Lovers de Derek Harriott, el tema The Loser. Esperamos lo disfruten. Esto es Amplify Radio y estamos en Wax Wednesdays. De Derek Harriott, de su álbum Songs for Midnight Lovers. Seguimos conversando con John Davis de los Gruesomes. John, What do you think is the last record that was on your turntable?
It's probably Señor 007 por Ray Barreto. I collect also the James Bond music on soundtracks, so there's a couple I'm missing. I haven't been able to find on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is very good. But the soundtracks of Dr. No, Thunderball, From Russia with Love, Goldfinger are all incredible records to listen to. And I've actually gone skiing by myself and listened to those James Bond soundtracks as I go down the hill going through the forest, and it makes me feel like I'm in a James Bond movie.
Power of music.
And so the Señor 007 is the music of the first four James Bond, because that album came out in 65, so it's the first four James Bond films: Dr. No, Thunderball, Goldfinger, and From Russia with Love.
Entonces vamos a cerrar este bloque con música del álbum Señor 007 de Ray Barreto. Esto es Amplify Radio 95.5 y están escuchando Wax Wednesdays. Con este tema nos vamos a un corte comercial, no sin antes aprovechar la oportunidad para invitarlos a la feria que va a haber este 30 de enero en el Parqueo Atlántico en la California. Pueden pasar y visitarnos, vamos a tener un poco de discos a la venta, así que esperamos verlos por allá. Esto es Señor 007 de Ray Barreto.
¿Alguna vez te han dicho que sos una intensa?
A nosotras sí, y demasiado.
Por eso, decidimos nombrar nuestro programa
¡Qué Intensas!
Un espacio libre de juicio
y lleno de realidad compartida,
a donde podrás escuchar historias tanto nuestras como de nuestras invitadas todos los miércoles
a las 7:30 AM.
¡Qué intensidad!
Por Amplify Radio.
Amplificando ideas. Amplify Radio 95.5, la voz de una generación. Los miércoles a las 10 de la noche en Amplify Radio, Wax Wednesdays. Los sonidos auténticos plasmados en vinil. Wax
Wednesdays. Buenas noches y gracias por acompañarnos. Esto es Wax Wednesdays. Y hoy estamos hablando con John Davis, el bajista de la banda de garage canadiense The Gruesomes. So, John, what do you say, Beatles or Stones?
Oh, it's a tough one. Beatles are better, but because the Stones are a cooler band to me. But by the time, by the time the Beatles were finished, the Stones were making their best records. So even though I was listening to all the early Stones records where they did a lot of covers of American soul and R&B songs, when I listen to them now, I think that those original versions are terrible. Whereas Jumpin' Jack Flash is like pure gold, it's like you can't beat it. But actually, there was one of the records that completely changed my musical taste forever was a Rhino Records compilation called New Orleans R&B. I think it was like volume 3 I bought, because it had many songs that the Stones covered on it. It had Down Home Girl by Alvin Robinson, Time Is On My Side by Irma Thomas, many songs like that. And when I bought it, I put it on and I went, oh my God, the Rolling Stones are terrible. This music is so much better. And since then, those original New Orleans R&B records of like the late 50s, early 60s are still to this day my favorite music of all time.
Vamos a escuchar a continuación Time Is On My Side de Irma Thomas. Bueno, y eso era Time Is On My Side de Irma Thomas, un clásico del soul de Nueva Orleans. Si tienen la oportunidad, busquen más música de Irma Thomas. Es una cantante e intérprete increíble. So, John, what can you tell us about this record we have here?
There's a record that I bought because of the cover. It's The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein by Parliament, which is still one of my all-time top 10 favorite records. And I bought it. And I listened to it, and it was so out there and different from what I listened to that I sold it. I couldn't take it. Now, I don't have any of the... I have all the Funkadelic on vinyl, but I don't think any of the Parliament. But
well, we're lucky that we have a copy, so we're going to listen to it right now. Esto es The Brides of Dr. Funkenstein, de Parliament. Si nunca han visto la portada de este disco, pueden buscarla en nuestro Instagram. El tema se llama Gaming On Ya, y esperamos que lo disfruten. Bueno, eso era The Brides of Dr. Funkenstein de Parliament Funkadelic. Espero les haya gustado. Nos estamos acercando al fin de la entrevista y el programa de esta noche. Entonces queremos hacerle un par de preguntas más a John. John, how did you get into the Latin music that you really enjoy, like Latin Boogaloo and all that stuff?
I think my gateway drug of Boogaloo was a compilation album of Willie Bobo's greatest hits. And then that just started me of like, oh my God. There was a few songs like Evil Ways that were covered by Santana, things like that. And the original versions are Spanish Grease, the other one, much better than Santana versions. Willie Bobo is great. And I started realizing that, wow, there's this whole kind of music recorded in the 60s. It was recorded in New York by Puerto Rican immigrants, which became salsa later. Some of the same musicians, like Ray Barreto, was playing Boogaloo and later started playing salsa with the Fania All-Stars and all those kinds of groups. But there's so many great, it's the best dance music, and I can tell when I go out to a nightclub and they're playing a whole repertoire of soul and 60s and garage music, when they play a Boogaloo song, you really want to dance. I mean, it's got a different feel, and it's just amazing. Artists like Joe Cuba Sextet, Willie Colon, Willie Rosario, Ray Barreto, it's just, this stuff is just great, and as a musician, I can't play it, so it's kind of like this weird mystery to me. I don't even try to figure it out. I can't dance very well to it, but it makes me feel good right away when I hear it. Like Boogaloo, like Bang Bang by Joe Cuba and stuff like that. If you hear that in a nightclub, people go crazy. It's different. It's got a different feel to it.
And what are some of your favorite Latin albums that you have on your collection?
Latin Console by Ray Barreto is great. Again, the other one, Boogaloo 67 by, I forget, I have to look it up. Manny Corchado, Pow Wow by Manny Corchado. Wow, that's the best of the best. Also, Geronimo by Bobby Valentin, early record by him. I Like It Like That by Pete Rodriguez, My Man Speedy by Joe Cuba. There's so many, but if you want an introduction, there's several compilation albums with like 20 Boogaloo biggest hits on it, which are, you know, totally worth buying. But they're very hard to find. Those records never made it to Montreal because there was a small Latin population when I was growing up. There's more people now, but not like New York City. There's not a lot of Puerto Ricans in Montreal. There never was. There's not a lot of Cubans. There never really was. We have people now from El Salvador and Guatemala, but that's relatively recent immigration, so that you don't find these records secondhand anywhere. So I've had to really work hard to hunt them down. And like today, you know, I bought, you know, $200 of Latin music here in San Jose, thanks to you. But these are records that you don't see at home. I've never seen, or very rarely have I seen even a Fania album anywhere in any of my hunting all across Canada. They're really, really rare there.
Bueno, entonces vamos a escuchar Pow Wow de Manny Corchado. Esperamos lo disfruten. Esto es Wax Wednesdays en Amplify Radio 95.5.
Su pipa y fumar con nosotros la pipa de la paz, y a bailar la danza bugalú, que dice así.
Bueno, eso era Pow Wow de Manny Corchado y nos quedamos sin tiempo para el programa de hoy, pero no sin música y sin discos. Así que vamos a dejarlos con un zarpe. John, we own a copy of the album by Fuad and the Festones, which is another project you have aside from the Gruesomes. So if you would like us to hear one of those songs from the album to finish off the show, which one would it be?
I mean, half our music is instrumental and half is vocal. I love the first track on it, which is a great title, which was given to us by a friend when we were looking for song titles. It's called Djibouti Call. And all our titles are puns on the record. We have one called Mo Rockin', The Boogalooser, stuff like that. They're great. But Djibouti Call is a song written by Bobby, and it's just our saxophone player on that record, he also played keyboards on it, is now in the Kings of Leon, and the drummer now works in LA for Kanye West, like doing beats and stuff for Kanye West. So those two guys really they really made it in the music business. We were lucky enough to have them on the record, but the Djibouti Call is just a great song. It's played really well. The soloing on it is great, and I absolutely love it. I still listen to it myself all the time.
Bueno, entonces con ese tema nos despedimos. Djibouti Called de Fuad and the Festones. Nos vemos la semana entrante en Wax Wednesdays por Amplify Radio 95.5. Recuerden que pueden llamarnos o escribirnos al 87-955-955. Buenas noches.
Wax Wednesdays. Explorando el mundo de los vinilos. Universos musicales nuevos y distintos. Los miércoles a las 10 de la noche en Amplify Radio, Wax Wednesdays. Los sonidos auténticos plasmados en vinil.
Una producción del sótano.